and then nine.
Oh,
that's how you would
okay,
play a nine
yeah,
chord.
Yeah.
It would be 1, 2, 3, flat 7, then 9. And it gives, because you have the flat 7, and then you have the 9, you're missing the tonic right there, so it gives it kind of an interesting sound.
Yeah.
And then the 13, same as a 4,
up
an octave.
Yeah.
So for that one, you could do 1, 2, 3, 5, flat 7, 13, or you could do 1, 2, 3, 5, flat 7, or 9.
Yeah.
Then if you wanted to get really cool, you could either lower the 7th, or I mean lower the 9, so you could 1, 2, 3, or 1, 3, 5, flat 7, flat 9, or you could raise it to sharp 9, same with the 13. It just gives it...
Okay, so that would modify it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Okay. I just learned a lot. I'll have to soak it all in. I really don't know anything. I just sit there and play. I'm sort of shoddy at that, too.
Do your band have any gigs coming up?
No, me and Kenny have played with each other. Like, we've played together all summer, but, like... The other three have been here, and they won't practice together.
You guys are the glue that sticks the band together. Are you playing at the Sugar Bowl?
Well, no matter what, we're going to play Battle of the Bands.
The Snowball.
What's that?
He's recording the conversation like a douchebag.
I just need you to talk more about music. That's going to be the subject of this recording.
Look at the smug, like, Apple look on his face. He just has that smug Apple look. He's like, look at me. I have an iPhone. I'm going to get every app conceived, and I'm going to put it on my iPhone.
Every app.
I think it only lets you have, like, 64 apps at most, maybe. I don't know. There's only 4 pages, and each page has 16 apps.
Each app gets you +1 douchebag points, and some apps are up to +5 douchebag points.
I have the IMT Pain app. It's basically a vocalizer.
That's +2.
That's douchebag +2.
Jay-Z has a song called The Death of...
Auto-Tune?
Yeah.
Well, Auto-Tune needs to die. Are you still recording? Do you have friends?
Yeah. We'll see. After it's recorded. After it's recorded and uploaded, then it's synced with Twitter, so they'll send a tweet. Which in turn will appear on Facebook.
That's hardcore nerdism.
You'll hear you got.
Does it convert our words into print?
No, this isn't. No.
Recording audio?
So it's not that high tech.
It's just like
Apple's
if you want.
Dumb, so is Steve.
This
Jobs.
Isn't even.
I wish he was out of a job so he could change his name.
He almost died of liver.
Yeah, he's like gonna die soon. He's like.
Do you think the world would be a better place?
He's like Patrick Swayze. Too soon. I'm sure. Did you know about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Or like all the other celebrities that died this summer.
Yeah.
Kenny's relationship.
This summer was awesome.
A bloody red summer.
Oh crap, that's being recorded.
Don't worry, just ignore it. Pretend the camera's not here.
Kenny won't listen this far.
You have a face for audio.
I have a face for audio?
A face for radio.
There's a face only a mother could love.
A blind mother. You're the face if Helen Keller was your mom, she might be able to love you. Hey, why couldn't Helen Keller get a driver's license? Because she was a woman!
Why couldn't Stevie Wonder read?
She's a woman!
No.
Oh.
Why not?
Why?
Do you have any black friends on Facebook?
2.
Are they okay with this sort of thing?
One of them I only know exclusively online. The other went to high school, but he's pretty cool.
No, it's totally fine.
And,
Big Mark.
Big Mark needs a MySpace or a Facebook.
Oh.
Taj. Maybe.